Now that July is slowly transforming into August, birdsong has ebbed, and most birds are pretty much done with nesting for another year. Shorebirds and adult male hummingbirds are already migrating, while a lot of baby songbirds are learning the ropes as their parents replenish their physical reserves before migration. Finding birds this time of year involves different skills from watching in spring and early summer when singing calls our attention to every territorial male. Now we have to listen for quieter call notes and pay closer attention to small movements. And since so many birds right now are ones that hatched this year and so many adults are molting, we have to pay closer attention to subtleties of plumage and behavior to identify many of them. Of course, many adult birds don't change much as they molt, and some are still quite easy to recognize. I took a few photos each of an adult male chestnut-sided warbler and an adult male American redstart this week. In both cases, the birds were easy to recognize even as their feathers were scruffy and worn. Both birds stayed within dense foliage, but both chipped at me, and especially at Photon as we walked in Teta Gulch State Park. I had to look carefully to find them because the bright colors of male warblers seemed to disappear within dappled leaves. But persistent looking has its rewards. Not only did I get to see these and more lovely birds, but I also spotted some cool dragonflies and butterflies that I'd have missed if I were looking for just conspicuous birds. Many plants are fruiting and going to seed now. Goldfinches don't start to breed until thistles go to seed. Not only do the seeds provide high-energy food for them and their babies, but thistle down is one of the main building materials for goldfinch nests. On hot, lazy days, it's not a bad idea to set your lawn chair out near some natural vegetation and just watch. Pay especially close attention when a group of chickadees flies in, especially as warbler migration kicks in. Warblers must pass through thousands of miles of unfamiliar areas during their passage from their northern breeding grounds to the tropics. One strategy for finding food and having more eyes to help them look out for unfamiliar dangers is to hook up with chickadees who don't mind the company as long as the warblers don't violate each chickadee's need for personal space. One way to attract at least some warblers out into the open, especially during dry spells, is to provide a bird bath. Spraying or dripping water will attract many more birds than a simple bath. The simplest way to provide this is to hang a leaky plastic bottle over your bird bath. End of summer birding can be frustrating, but it's important to remember that there are roughly twice as many birds right now as there were last spring, what with all the young of the year. Like an abundance of summer fruit, these birds are out there and ready to be enjoyed if we only pay attention. And in the coming weeks, as migration revs up, birds will grow more and more conspicuous once again. It'll be fun to watch them moving through. But right now they're getting a well-deserved rest as they recover from breeding and prepare for their migration. Sit back and enjoy. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.